This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This morning at about 10 a.m, members of the AREG will be performing a high-altitude balloon launch from the Auburn Community Oval. This flight features an FM-SSTV transmitter on 145.1 MHz, which will be transmitting live images throughout the flight in the PD120 SSTV mode. This can be received with as simple a setup as an FM handheld radio and an app on your phone. There's also many other payloads on this flight, including a radiation sensor, a LoRaWAN transmitter, and our usual WENET high-resolution imagery payload. You can find out more information about everything that's flying on the AREG website. Also coming up soon is AREG's next fox hunt in the park. This will be a 2-metre foot-based hunt and BYO picnic to be held on Sunday the 5th of March, kicking off at noon at the Drake Reserve in Felixstowe. This will be a family-friendly event and will feature a range of transmitters hidden around the reserve area. For all the latest information on these events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello all fellow ham operators. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. A committee meeting was held on Saturday and many new and exciting things were discussed, specifically about the creation of subcommittees to deal with specific things, such as training. We'd like to acknowledge the efforts of previous committee member Jeff, VK5TAW, and his lovely wife Christine for their many years of service to AHARS. Jeff has decided that it's time to retire and he rightly deserves to do so. Christine, for many years, helped with the supper that was enjoyed each monthly meeting night. Again, many thanks to Jeff and Christine. If anybody has any ideas on somebody who might be willing to give a presentation to us at a monthly meeting, please drop me an email and let me know. I will be looking for somebody to put up their hand to head up a small subcommittee to look after this task. Are you there, VK5ZBD? I will have more to tell you about these subcommittees as we get them established. Don't forget that our next general meeting on the third Thursday of next month, the 16th of March, will be a club buy and sell event, so bring along a pocket of cash and all those unwanted items that are cluttering up your shack that you haven't used in ages that you wish to get on to somebody else's shack. There will be a few items for Silent Key Estates on the tables, so you can grab a few bargains. There's many cables. I hope this finds you all well and in good spirits. And that's all for now from me, so stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs, and keep up the QSOs. Cheers and 73s from VK5RJ.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We now have details with regard to the funeral service for Trevor, VK5NC. His funeral will take place in Perth tomorrow, Monday the 27th of February, commencing at 10:25 West Australian time, that's 12:55 AM SA time. It will be live streamed. For the link to the live stream, please visit the Southeast Radio Group's website at serg.org.au and look on the post page, that's serg.org.au. The recently instituted coffee and chat mornings are proving to be quite popular, and last Thursday's session saw the appearance of a couple of rarely seen members. Good to see. Commencing at 10 a.m. every Thursday morning in our excellent club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School building on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, we welcome visitors as well as members, so if you are in the Mount, come along. Speaking of the Reedy Park Centre, a working bee was recently held. Attended by members of all the clubs which call the centre home, a considerable amount of sanding back and repainting work was completed, and the building now has a fresh glow to it as a result. Some of the windows in our part of the complex had started to lose their rubber seals, and they have now been professionally repaired, so we can look forward to being weather-tight for the next 20 years, high-high. Progress is being made on some of our major projects as well, and we look forward to telling you all about those when they finally become complete instead of being a work in progress. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night, Ian, VK5CZ, gave us a talk about Summits on the Air. He showed us the equipment that he uses and explained how you get to some of the sites that are a bit remote, and also spoke about the techniques of operating on those sites and the difficulties of getting to some of them and gaining permission, etc. And he was keen to get other people to join in and accompany him on these trips to operate SOTA. And yeah, if you're interested, then contact him by email, and yeah, you can look him up on qrz.com. So thank you very much for that, Ian. That was a very interesting lecture about Summits on the Air, and yeah, we hope it attracts a few more people to do those activities. And also on the meeting on Friday night, there was some bad news from Brian, VK5VI, concerning the repeater site at Houghton. Now, the North East Radio Club has had this site for some 21 years. However, recent changes to the site's ownership now means that we must vacate the site as soon as possible, and there's no prospect that we'll be able to use it in the future. So the Houghton-based repeaters will be soon ceasing operation. So we should all use them while we can. Anyway, thank you for all your efforts with the repeater site up there, Brian. You and a lot of other people have kept it going during the years, and it certainly had some very good usage. And of course, the North East Radio Club has a supply of 9-metre squid poles, and if you're interested in getting those, then you can look them up on the North East Radio Club website, and they'll be able to be found under the general links section. So that's 9-metre squid poles. Now, next Friday, the 3rd of March, will be the March meeting of the North East Radio Club, but it will not be in the hall. It's going to be a visit to the Sea Rescue Squadron, which is on Barku Road, West Beach, and the meeting will be down there at 6:30 p.m. So if you wish to, you can have a carpooling, which can be run from the North East Radio Club club rooms, but you'll need to meet there for that at 5:30 p.m. So that should be an interesting visit to the Sea Rescue Squadron. That will be next Friday night at the Barku Road West Beach Sea Rescue Squadron. And I'm looking forward to it. Well, that's all we have for this week. 73s, good DX, and stay negative. This has been Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.